The following is a paid program. KVTA and Gold Coast Broadcasting accept no responsibility for any of the claims made.
And it is 3:03. Let's get back to the second hour with Kim Pagano. Kim, what's happening now?
All right. And thank you so much for joining us, everyone. Our next guest, and if you've been following us right now, we've been talking about love and passion and business and how it all falls together. And when you love what you do, it works so much better. So I want to invite our next guest on. I do want to remind you that our phone number here is 805-289-1520. That's 805-289-1520. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show every Saturday at 1520 KVTA. And again, I want to remind you that you can listen to all my shows on my website at kimpaganoshow.com. And also, I do want to give out another phone number that if for any reason that you want to know about a listener or you want to just talk with me, you can call me on my personal line at 805-419-0008. And I welcome your calls. With that, let's bring Michelle on. Michelle Patterson is actually the Acceleration Executive and CEO of Event Complete. And Michelle, are you there?
I'm there. Hey, Kim, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? It was so interesting talking to you on our pre-interview, you know, of just getting to know you and stuff. And you know, it's interesting. We were talking kind of the same thing with Bill Poet that's here in my studio and Sharon and Marcia. And, you know, when you meet people and like you even said, your husband walked by and said, who are you talking to? Your best friend, right? You have that passion through. It's so interesting. So I'm so excited to have you on my show. You are, in charge of this amazing the California Women's Conference, correct?
Yes. In fact, we're 8 days away from the big event.
I know, 8 days. Oh, my gosh. Okay. And so, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, this started back when you were 12 years old. You interviewed the governor, right, who actually started this event. And that was Governor... Is it Duke?
Duke Majum.
Duke Majum.
They call him Duke. And I was at his home last month, and I brought him an actual baseball cap that said it was a vintage dude. And so he got a big kick out of it. But he's been living in Long Beach now for 52 years, and just an amazing individual. But he started the conference 27 years ago. And I happened to have the opportunity to interview him for the 8th grade school paper, which was really funny because, you know, I'm asking him questions that a 12-year-old would ask, you know, what's your favorite color? How many kids do you have? What's your hobby? And Tim, I was telling you this morning, but he looked at me and he said, Michelle, that was the best interview that I've ever had. And I can remember, again, 12 years old, it made such an impression on me. But I literally, my face just lit up, and I said, you know, I was like, wow, you know, here, you know, I just interviewed the governor, you know, of the state of California, and I just thought, you know, wow, I can do anything. You know, here's somebody that believed in me. And so ironically enough, here I am, you know, 27 years later, it's continuing that legacy that, you know, it's been an event that started with the governor, and he'll tell you, you know, I started it, but Maria, his wife, Gloria Duke Major, really got it going. And then you look at what Maria Shriver did. I mean, she just took that event and really took it to a whole new level.
There's so many contributors to it. You know, basically, it's a full circle. I mean, you've done a full circle.
Oh, it really has, and when I have those moments of feeling like, okay, how am I going to do this? I mean, what's, you know, in fear, because it's such a huge project. We have 150 speakers, which historically this would be the first time in one location that, you know, you've got everything from a Marcia Cross to a Gloria Allred to a Stedman Graham. We've got Julia Roberts actually doing opening with a video. We just had Donna Karen actually film last week, and we've got marketing pieces going out. But, you know, Deepak's daughter, Malika, I mean, you go through, you know, Michael Beckwith, Marianne Williamson. I mean, you start going through this list of people. I mean, these are all people that I've read their books, and then, you know,
these are some of my, I mean, everybody's mentors. They're huge, so I'm really excited.
So how does the conference work? You go, and then there's some large events, and then you break off to some smaller. How can you have that many people speaking?
You know, very good question.
Yeah.
Very good question. So what happened was we started putting this together, and in the spirit of what this conference is all about, and it was started, again, by Duke Bajan, where women were opening up businesses and they were failing at a rapid rate. And so what he wanted to do was to create a conference that would give resources and tools for women to be successful. And it's interesting. I mean, and I was being candid with you earlier and just sharing, you know, it's a multi-million dollar event. And, you know, we're a week out, and a week ago, I was still looking at, you know, in the eyes of 1.8 million for
I thought you weren't going to say that on air.
You know what? I thought about it. I thought I was on the phone with you, and I thought, you know what? I think that is probably part of the challenge, is that as women, you know, we have all the tools to be successful. We are brilliant. I mean, we are amazingly talented, and I think what happens is that we don't ask for help. And we don't put that out there, and then because we're trying to do this on our own, that's when it's almost impossible. You have to be able to. I mean, we're better together. We're better when we work together.
Michelle, this is Bill Poet. I have three daughters, and I'm completely sold. I just liked your page on Facebook, and anything that we can do to empower women. And, you know, there's been this great imbalance of male energy in the world for 10,000 years. We have completely screwed things up. So please come to our rescue as quickly as possible.
You know what I always say is behind every man is a great woman, right?
Yeah. We need them by our sides right now.
I was going to say besides.
Side by side.
There you go.
I love that comment. I actually said this to Stedman Graham. I said, you know, behind every, you know, brilliant woman is a very secure man.
Oh, and there you go. You can flip it around the other way, too. You're absolutely right.
And it is. It's really what's key is this is about, it's men and women doing this together.
And I wanted to stress that, because even though it is a California women's conference, right? Is this for men too? I mean, you welcome men there. There's going to be a lot of men speakers, correct?
Correct. I mean, we love our men. We absolutely. I was telling you this morning, Kim, is, you know, I've just celebrated 15 years of being married. And, you know, my husband, I mean, I have just this really supportive husband. I'm so blessed.
I do too. And you know what? I couldn't be, I mean, he is my partner in life. And that's what it's all about, is having amazing partners that help you on your journey up. So I totally get that.
And I think too is going back into what I was talking about. I got on the phone and I really reflected, because I hadn't been sharing, like, oh my gosh, I'm looking 1.8. So this is literally, I have to tell you guys this. So this is this past Friday. It was the Friday before. So I went in, and again, one of the sponsors didn't come through, and we've got phenomenal sponsors. Northrop came in. We've got Toyota. We've got Avon. There are just some phenomenal companies that have really been supportive. Well, I'm looking at 1.8, and as of yesterday, that 1.8 is now 400,000 and 250,000 before the conference. So I am feeling like, wow, this is, you know, for me, it's, you know, this is what this conference is all about. It's, you know, the theme is called The Women's Economy Starts Here. And it's about this new paradigm that you both were talking about, and that is how can we work together? How can we go ahead and build this community and support each other? So that way, when one of us, you know, we shouldn't be doing this on our own. It is not about that.
And you know what? That follows my heart. So, I mean, that resonates with me in the sense that many hands make little work. We all need to get together to stand behind that. There's enough people in this world that we can all be successful.
Well, businesses require somebody else.
Yeah, and you need
your... So when we think we're in it by ourselves, we're never in it by ourselves. Otherwise, nobody's going to purchase it. Nobody's going to come to it. Nobody's going to hear it. It all requires other people.
Right. And, you know, I just want to remind anybody that is just tuning in right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show every Saturday at 2 o'clock. We are trying to get the most amazing people here to make your life a little bit better every day. We're talking right now with Michelle Patterson, and we have some tickets to give away to the California Women's Conference, which I want everybody to go there. I mean, with 150 speakers, there cannot be not one person that can make your life a little bit easier. So I'm really excited. Michelle, I have my mom here, and she was actually a hairstylist last year there, and she just wants to say hi to you.
Hi, Michelle.
How are you?
I'm fine. It was the most wonderful 3 days that I did. I met everybody, and I did a lot of people's hair. And I'm telling you, it's so eventful. And all these women that come, and even men, there was men there too, but you're doing a wonderful job because nobody was sure if it was going to be taken on because of Maria Shriver this year, you know?
Can we just say where and when it is? Because I think not everybody doesn't know where it is. Yeah.
Well, and I would love to have you. I love hearing that. And that's what gets me excited is when you hear people that have these experiences and they leave and they're inspired. I would love for you to be my guest.
Well, thank you so much.
I need someone doing my hair, so we should definitely talk.
There you go. And absolutely.
There you go. And I'm actually a hair therapist, too. So you've got two hairdressers right there.
I love it.
And Michelle, give the dates.
The date of the event, it's September 23rd and 24th. So that's a Sunday and a Monday. And it's at the Long Beach Convention Center. And it is, in fact, it's where it's been now for the last, 15 years.
And, last year they had to put an extra day on because they were so overcrowded. Did you know that?
I heard that. I actually heard that. In fact, and that's where we could really use the help. And thank you for going in and liking our Facebook page. Is because it skipped a year and people thought, okay, this is going away, it's really getting that messaging back out there and making sure people know about it and they're getting on board and
to the event. I told them it was the best experience of my life.
Oh,
just to go
and
meet all those people. It was just a wonderful experience. So I know you're going to be very successful.
Well, we've got 2013 booked as well, October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And we actually did the 2013, we put that in 3 days. For that very reason.
I love it. I want to be a definite part of that. You know what? I want to open up my lines right now and give out tickets. Okay. Well, she just said it's September 23rd.
And how do you book tickets if...
Okay. Well, what we're going to do is I'm going to open up my lines. I'm going to give out... let's see. What I would like to do, I talked to Michelle about this before, is I really want the right people that really honor this day, these days, to go out there. And so I'm going to open up my lines at 805-289-1520 right now. I'm going to give three sets of tickets away. And then anybody else that really, really wants to go, give me a call at 805-419-0008. But right now at 805-289-1520 for the California Women's Conference, it's men, it's women, it's everyone.
And so is there a website people can go to look it up?
Yeah, in fact, I'm going to take you with me on all my radio shows. Yeah. You were so good. Can you go with me? The radio show, it's CaliforniaWomen'sConference.com, and it's all spelled out, CaliforniaWomen'sConference.com.
And who does the money all go to?
You know what? We actually, we're excited about this. We've got over 40 charities that are involved in the conference, and they all participate in selling tickets. 20% goes back to each of the charities. So if you're working with, Susan G. Komen Foundation, we've got Goodwill. We've got, there's Girl Scouts. The list just continues. And one of the things that we've done is we've set it up where we've got this city that we've built out and really building this community. So when you show up, there's a 20-foot oak tree that's in the center, and there's a huge stage. We've got Helen Reddy singing, I'm Woman.
That's my favorite song. I love that.
You're going to be, it'd be a tearjerker too, because she's coming in from Australia, and we've got her singing, and so then we have the Olympians there's 33 Olympians that medaled in Long Beach.
Unbelievable. God, the energy that's going to be coming from there is going to be amazing.
Women on fire.
You got it. Gosh.
And then we've got Melissa Manchester coming. We've got another, we're really excited this year in particular. So just going back to the question, you know, kind of where does the money go and how does all that set up? And I love it because it ends up being where I don't have to pick and choose. It really ends up being all these organizations and their involvement.
Gosh.
And so my love is, again, we have these streets and each of the streets are themed. So one of the streets is called Be Your Own You, and that is our street for our girls. And it's set up where we've got all these fun activities and panels that are happening all around our team. And so definitely, you know, for having, you know, with your three girls, I mean, bring your girls, bring your sisters, your cousins, your aunts.
Your husbands.
Then, you know, your husbands, my son, he's 13. He's like, Mom, can I go? I said, absolutely, absolutely.
You know, this is the way of tomorrow. It really is. It's opening up. I mean, this is what I have Bill here, Bill Poet. You know, we're opening up our hearts. We need to come together, and we need more things, more events like this. I really admire you for taking this major event on and accomplishing it. What a huge accomplishment.
And Kim, I spent 30 years as an executive coach. And when you met women that had reached a high level in the corporate world, they had almost been forced to adopt male energy to get there, and it is destroying our economy. It's destroying our culture.
Well,
and so, Michelle,
we
really need to harmonize. You know, I talk about wisdom being a marriage of the intellect and the heart, and in business and entrepreneurship, we need male and female energy to come together and stand side by side and turn this country around and turn our economy around. So I am so honored to meet you, and I'm so excited about this conference.
Well, thank you for that. And it is interesting when you look at just the dynamic that's happening out there. And I got into it not really appreciating this energy and what was happening. And so, again, it's the women's economy starts here, but it's evolved into, you know, taking a moment into a movement and creating a movement from this. And so that's what's been happening. And it's, you know, it's amazing. I mean, we create magic when we come together and we harmonize. And when you look at, there's countries out there, there's been studies that have shown, you know, there's 127 countries that had this equality in pay, and, you know, women were getting the resources that they needed, and they were successful. And what was happening is, you know, money was going back into the school system, money was going back into healthcare, and these, you know, the economy in those countries started thriving, and they're doing well. And so that's where it's interesting, because you see and you feel, you know, that energy, and we make it so much harder than it needs to be. It doesn't need to be this, you know, push, 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 push. I mean, it can be where it's like, how, you know, everybody can participate. And that's one thing I will tell your audience. I mean, we have people that reach out and they'll tell us, you know, I'm not in a place to purchase a ticket. I really want to be there. There is absolutely no reason for you not to be there, other than you just sign up late and we ran out of spots. Get there. Let us know if there's a situation. You know, reach out to Kim. My big thing is I want to have everyone there. We wanted to have our teams there. We feel like we need to start there. But I do not want it to be a situation where somebody cannot afford to attend and they choose not to because of that reason. That is not okay.
Thank you so much, Michelle. I mean, right there, what a huge heart you have. I mean, really, to extend that. I want to, again, give out our phone number here, 289-1520. If you want tickets to the Women's Conference, okay, that is September 23rd and 24th down in Long Beach Convention Center. I will get you tickets. And if you don't win them on my show today, get your name in, or you can call me at 805-419-0008. I will make sure you get some tickets. And, you know, so, you know, back to what we were talking about, what are we going to expect there when we go in? Are we going to be sitting down in classrooms? Are we going to be tell us, kind of walk us through your days.
So Sunday night is, well, actually, it starts Sunday during the day. We've got our official run that happens in the morning, and it's the Susan G. Komen, you know, Race for a Cure. And that's happening, and that's been going on now for 20-plus years. Actually, I take that back, 30 years. And that will happen. And then our event, they've got festivities happening, and we're huge, huge proponents. And you can go and do the run and then also get tickets for the event through there. Then we open the doors at around 4:30. Shows on the
on the website.
5 o'clock. Yeah, 5 o'clock, but that's then the evening of. We've got the Magic Castle participating. We've got the Thousand Chorus Choir coming in. We've got Michael Beckwith speaking, and we've got his wife, Ricky Beckwith, who are performing. We've got Melissa Manchester singing, and Symphonique, and these amazing Disney stars that are coming in and performing. We've got comedians. I mean, it is literally just a jam-packed night of fun. And when you go in, what, again, we wanted to do was just create this overall theme of this community. And the root of it is this oak tree that's set up, and then having the streets go from there. And then we've got a stage and VIP area, and we're just going to rock the house.
I love it. Again, I just want to remind everybody, whoever's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We are talking right now to Michelle Patterson. She is the CEO of Event Complete, and she is working on Women's Conference in the Long Beach Convention Center. That is September 23rd and 24th. They have amazing speakers there, over 150 speakers in one location. If you want tickets, right now is the time to call 805-289-289. 1520. You can go as a couple, you can go as your friends, you can take your children there. This is going to be your vision for tomorrow, and I urge everybody to go. So give me a call right now. Michelle,
excellent.
What, you know, I just want, we're talking about love, we're talking about passion, we're talking about business and how it all connects together. You know, this is a huge, huge undertaking. What went through your mind?
I've asked myself that quite a few times. And it was something like this. What was I thinking?
Yeah.
No, you know, I got to say, I think that, you know, I was actually telling this to my husband. I said, you know, people pay to jump out of airplanes.
This is like jumping out of an airplane for you.
It is literally, you know, I've done events of, you know, 30,000 people, and I've been, you know, there's a small handful in the West Coast and definitely in California of, it's a very male dominated industry of producers that put on these events. And so I was tapped to be able to come in and do this. And you know, we were doing so many other events, and we shifted and really took some time as a company and decided, you know, this is where we want to spend our energy and take our time. And I think partly it's, because, again, the overall theme is with this collaboration and the women's economy and how do we provide these tools and resources, it was only apropos for me to also go through kind of my own, like, if I could get through this. I mean, literally now, a week out, you know, and really calling on all favors and friends and reaching out and just, you know, having my hand on my heart and saying, I need you. I can't do this by myself. I need your help. And it has just been, I mean, you know, I have a hard time not, you know, having my eyes water because it's so
emotional for you.
It is. It's amazing. And people want to help. And if you look at, I mean, just going back to from an overall business standpoint, you know, you look at, you know, women are opening up businesses twice as fast than ever before. I mean, the rate that women are opening these companies. But what happens is, you know, we're not playing at a level. I mean, the average size business, I mean, they don't, women businesses, they don't exceed, you know, 50,000 in revenue. And what's happening is, you know, to go in and raise capital, and what's that process like? What do I do? How do I go about it? Who do I go to? You know, what does that look like? I mean, it's, for me, it's now, I having gone through that whole process, you know, it becomes, it's an educational component. And so women who are going in, and in order for us to be successful and be successful entrepreneurs, you know, we've got to be able to take risk, calculated risk, but be able to have that funding and raise that capital. And so I think for me, I needed to be able to go through this so that I could be a better resource for others who are going through it and kind of pay it forward.
Well, you know, Michelle, you're the perfect embodiment of what you're attempting to achieve. You are walking the talk. You are a model of a woman entrepreneur taking big bikes and big risks, and so you're the perfect spokesperson. You know, you are a product of the product, and it gives you tremendous credibility. And it's wonderful to hear the story from you as you go through it.
But not only that, from your heart. I mean, you 100%. Really, yeah, you are such a real, authentic person, and that's the part I love.
Well, thank you.
And having been through it, you know what people are going through. You can have the empathy and be able to really be by their side.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, and it's interesting, too. I'll be asked, you know, a lot, you know, besides the question can then come. the other one that pops up is, you know, are you the host of the event? And my comment is, you know, I'm not the host. You know, there's many, many hosts. There's many, you know, speakers that are coming on board. And that's what's so fascinating. You can go online right now and see the different panel discussions that are happening, because what we wanted to have happen is have it live 365 days out of the year, not be this event that you can tap into for a couple days, but actually have a place for this resources to be available. And so if you go online, but what's so exciting, I mean, people that have never, you know, shared a stage together, you know, definitely not a panel together. I mean, all of them can in their own right keynote an event. And these individuals are all on panels, and, you know, and the talks and the way it's happening. I mean, we've got one panel that's all the major broadcasts, you know, ABC, NBC, CBS, you know, coming together on one panel discussion.
Oh, you know, my gosh, the energy that is going to be flowing in every classroom is amazing.
Well, and you know, this is a great resource for, I mean, my mom used to always say, if you get one good idea out of anything, it was worth doing. It sounds like you can get so many good ideas from this. And just to get yourself energized and moving forward, part of the problem and part of my problem over the years has always been, you know, just take that step, that leap, that hope, that go, and go do it. And this is one of those things that you can get the energy and then take it on into your own life and move forward with.
God, again, I Michelle, it's been a pleasure. I can't wait to meet you in person.
I
feel
know.
Like, though, I already know you. Again, September 23rd and 24th, 8 days to go, and it will be over for you until the next one, right?
Oh, yeah. It will take off like a half day, and then we'll start working the next day.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways, this is a historical conference. It's the California Women's Conference. If you would like to get tickets, give us a call here at 805-289-1520. This is at the Long Beach Convention Center. What is the website again?
And it's CaliforniaWomen'sConference.com. CaliforniaWomen'sConference.com, all spelled out.
Okay, perfect. And again, I want you to get tickets. This is not only for women. It's for everyone, and so I'd love to share this day with you. And if you feel that you want to go, give me a call so I can get you there and get you in. Michelle, thank you so much again, and I'd love to talk to you again.
Beautiful. Well, have a great afternoon. I look forward to meeting you guys all in person, and bring your three daughters.
There you go.
And your kids.
There you go. All right. Thank you so much. Thanks. Michelle Patterson, again, at the Long Beach Convention Center, September 23rd and 24th. It is the California Women's Conference. We're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, I've got more tickets to the Harvest Festival, and I think we got Lisa Carey on the line, and we will be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show every Saturday from 2 to 4, and that is 1520 KVTA. Again, I want to give you our phone number, 805-289-1520. Give us a call.
Hello, it's Kim Pagano. Romano here, and I only use the best when it comes to real estate. I'd like to introduce you to Shannon Rojas. She is the best.
Hello, I'm Shannon Rojas, and whether you're looking to buy, sell, or invest in real estate, I can help you with all of your needs. Give me a call at 805-889-4900, 805-889-4900. I look forward to hearing from you.
Join Kim Pagano every Saturday at 2 for Positive Talk here on Newstalk 1520 KVTA. Kim talks about everything from beauty and health, living a passionate lifestyle, relationships, and parenting. Kim is a hair therapist and a mother of four, and so much more. Tune in and call in every Saturday at 2 to your weekly dose of Kim Pagano on The Kim Pagano Show here on Newstalk 1520 KVTA.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
That brings tears to my eyes right there. And, you know, can you imagine her playing out there in the, you know, right under the tree is what they're talking about. Anyways, I love that song, I Am a Woman. So anyways, again, we were just talking with Michelle Patterson, and she's the CEO of Event Complete. And we were talking about the Long Beach Convention Center down on September 23rd and 24th, 8 days to go. If you want tickets to the California Women's Conference, call me and I will make that happen for you, because there is 150 speakers all in one place. Amazing, I tell you.
You know, I think this is one of those things that, you know, give yourself a gift and go.
You're
because
absolutely right.
Because we don't take enough time for ourselves. We don't do the things for ourselves. We would do this for our best friend, our husband, somebody else, but, you know, we don't do it for ourselves. Take the time and
right,
do it
and,
for yourself.
And even if you can't go to both days, pick a day. Pick a day to go, and I'd love to give you a ticket to do that. So definitely, again, 805-289-1520. Right now, we have something that's a little bit closer, and I have Lisa Carey on the line. We've got the Harvest Festival coming up, and that is October 5th through the 7th at the Ventura Fairgrounds. Lisa, are you there?
Oh, yes. I'm so excited. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Tell us what's going to happen there.
Well, it's sort of like what isn't going to happen, because there's so much to get involved in, and we like to think of it as the seasonal shopportunity, because it's something that when you walk in, you really get a festive feel for the fall season. There's a lovely pumpkin patch that makes great pictures, so make sure to bring your phone.
It just sets like it's autumn. We're starting to, you know, start shopping. It's and all the homemade things that are there and the patchworks, and I love it.
It's amazing. We're celebrating our 40th anniversary.
40 years? Oh, my gosh.
It's amazing, because what I love about this event is it brings together, I'd say more than close to 250 artisans from across the nation, and some locally from Ventura County, but it's a juried event, so that means that you're really dealing with high-end quality merchandise made in the USA, which is, you know, things that you can't find at the mall, and they personalize everything, and it's just great. I go crazy. I just get gifts for everybody, and then I put them in my closet, and then when my kids say, oh, I've got a birthday party coming up, I go in the closet.
I know a lot of people that do that. That is, you know, I kind of have one of those little cabinets, too, that, you know, your kids need something, and And then get extra cards at the same time. So
it's a great idea to eliminate stress.
That yeah. last minute stress, right?
It is. And it's so funny because I'm always wearing different jewelry and things. And people go, where did you get that? And then they get all upset when they can't find it at the mall, you know. But they have everything from woodwork and candles, photography, children's accessories, sculptures, metal ornaments, holiday things. And of course, with Halloween coming up, you know, there'll be a lot of fun Halloween-themed items that you can purchase. And then there's a Kid Zone that Goldwing's Children's Museum is sponsoring. And so that's very hands-on. There's going to be some Halloween crafts there, too.
This is a full family event.
Oh, totally, totally.
No, it's a great event. And again, October 5th through the 7th, and it's at the Ventura Fairgrounds. Lisa, you gave me tickets to give away, and we've been giving tickets away all day. I just love it. To so many great events. So I want to take I'm going to take caller number 4, 5, 6, and 7, and I've got passes for you from Lisa. So if you are interested in going to the Harvest Festival, give me a call right now at 805-289-1520. That's 805-289-1520. Tom is on our line, and he will get those tickets to you. So definitely, I'm so thankful that, you know, we want to share this. It's the Harvest Festival.
Oh, it's wonderful, and I think one of the things I'd like to mention, if I may, is a couple things. New this year, we're adding chef demonstrations. We have a wonderful young lady. She's a big foodie. Her name's Jessica Giselle, and she has a website called Mommy Bistro. Here we go with moms again.
I like it. There you go. Yeah.
And she's going to be out on Saturday and Sunday and really getting into some dishes with sample tastings offered for the season. And then, you know, anybody who wants to come can help food share, because if they bring non-perishable goods, they get $2 off admission when they purchase their tickets at the gate. So if they just bring some canned goods, plop them.
Which is another great cause. Yeah.
It really helped out those.
And what hours is it?
It's 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday and Saturday, and then on Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
All right. Again, right now I'm giving away tickets, Harvest Festival, and that is October 5th through the 7th at the Ventura Fairgrounds. Give me a call, 805-289-1520. That's 805-289-1520 on the Kim Pagano Show. Thank you so much, Lisa, for keeping me hooked up.
Oh, thank you. We'll hope to see you there.
Absolutely. You got it. All right. Well, we're not going to end right there. We actually have Joe Joyce, and he is our last year's president of the Thousand Oaks Rotary Club, the Sunrise. And I've got tickets to the Oktoberfest, which is September 22nd and the 23rd, and that is at the Camarillo Airport. So I'm just bringing you lots of stuff.
It's crazy.
I know.
It's crazy. Non-stop prizes.
I know.
This is one of my husband's favorite things to do, oompa-pa bands. I don't know what it is. When he was...
He doesn't wear those skirts, does he?
No.
Okay.
No, he always thought he was Scottish and Irish. And then one year, the kids are like 3 years old, he found out his name is actually German. I swear he had like a... I don't know what. And all year long, he had to eat schnitzel and you know, whatever those. Bratwurst.
Those pretzels. I don't know.
It's pretty amazing. And I am German, so I was like, okay, I don't get it, but all right, whatever.
There you go. Joe, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm very well. Yourself?
Very good. So tell us, what are we going to find there?
Well, you're going to find some amazing things. We're going back to a two-day event this year. We're going to be at the California Commemorative Air Force Museum there at the Camarillo Airport.
Okay.
So you're going to get a chance to see some commemorative Air Force planes and, you know, World War II planes that they have. So that's one of the events. And then we have a kids area this year. We have some great German beers. We have Spaten, we have Paulaner, and we have Hockenspor, which was the beer that was poured in the 1810 wedding of Ludwig I, the Crown Prince of Bavaria, which started the Oktoberfest tradition. So we're excited about that. Plus, we're also going to have some great California craft beers featuring Sierra Nevada, Fireman's Brew, Engren Company, and Lady Face Ale. So we're very excited this year to be bringing those, plus some great entertainment and, of course, those great bratwursts.
Are you having those big pretzels?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Are you having oompa-pa bands?
Yes, we're having some
What's the history of Oktoberfest? I've always wondered, how did it start? Was it just guys and beer? Is that how it started?
Well, pretty much.
Sounds good to me.
Yep, I'm in.
It was the celebration of the Crown Prince of Bavaria when the celebration started. It's a 16-day celebration, actually, and it ends the first weekend of October. So everybody thinks Oktoberfest starts, you know, is in October, but it does start in September and end. And it was just a celebration there. So it's one of the things that we've been doing for 26 years, actually.
So is this the 26th year then?
Yes,
it is. Okay, so it's been around for a while, too. Wow.
Yeah, started.
A very festive, fun event.
It is, definitely. Yeah. Well, I do have I have two sets of tickets to give away for that. And so I'm going to take caller number 2 and 3 at 805-289-1520. That's 805-289-1520. If they don't win their tickets, where do they get them and how much are they?
Well, the tickets, general admission is $10. And it is $5 for children from 3 to 17, right there at our front gate. We also have a limited number of a VIP, which they can taste all the beers for that $40, and there's a VIP area for them. But they're a limited number. You can find them online at our website, which is Oktoberfest-RTOS, which is RotaryTOSunrise.org.
And I know this is a charity event, too. You raise money for the community. What do you put the money towards?
Well, many of our community projects, we do literacy projects. We fund projects for schools, international projects. We send kids to leadership programs. We support Food Harvest, Food Share, the free clinics here in the Caneo Valley. And many other projects within the community. We support the shelter dinners here in the community. It's just many things. We've been doing this for
You know, I'm so glad you asked that, Marcia, because really we all forget, you know, we're out there drinking beer and having fun and buying presents, but there's a lot of people that can't do that. And that's what all of these causes go to. They're great causes. I in my mind, it's a win-win. And so go out there and support all these great things that are happening around our country and our town.
I mean, you're going to drink and eat anyway. You might as well give some money to a good cause at the same time.
Exactly. So again, right now I'm giving tickets away. I've got two sets to the Oktoberfest, and that is September 22nd and 23rd at the Camarillo Airport. Our phone number here is 805-289-1520. That's 805-289-1520. Give us a call right now to get your name down. We'll take caller number 2 and 3. And Joe, thank you so much for being a part of our show.
Thank you for having us, and we look forward to a great event and great community support.
You got it. Can't wait to be there. All right. Gosh, are you exhausted?
No.
I know.
This guy's got to stay.
I know.
Let's keep going.
Another three hours.
Well,
we've got a little bit longer of our show, and, you know, we've talked about so many things. We've talked about really kind of let's full circle back about how love and passion and business all go together. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, we started with you and then we talked to Bill and ML, and then we talked to Michelle, and you could just tell, I mean, in each one of their voices of what that fire.
I was going to say Sharon and I have been working. Sharon's also a life coach. And one of the things that we talk a lot about is where are you getting your energy from? What are you going to do with it? And this is all of that. This is all positive energy that we can move in a direction of then maybe making money for ourselves or having a healthier life or just bringing, you know, things into our life that add value to our lives and then maybe add value to somebody else's.
And I have to tell you, you know, Sharon and I work together too, is I talked to her the other day and I was saying, you know, I wasn't consciously thinking about this, but I really have gotten all these new people in my life. Not to say that the people that I have, but I've tried new meetings, and I've tried new. I'm going to another class, and it's interesting. I really say don't live in that little hermit life that you have. There's so much life out there.
Well, when you set the intention for what it is that you do want, and so many of us walk around telling, we know what we don't want. We don't know what we do want. When you set that intention, the universe will bring it to you. You will attract that into your life. So, you know, Bill, going back to you, the work that you're doing, that positive energy, raising that level of consciousness, is opening up the ability for people to attract something different into their life.
You know, it's, and to what you said, Kim, you know, get out of that box. And, you know, we're going to get to spend eternity in a box, okay? So between now and then...
Not if I have anything to say about it.
Between now and then, go out and play and explore. And, you know, I really believe that each one of us has a soul fingerprint. There has never been another us. There will never be another us. And it's imperative that we spend our lives in passion. And if you don't know what your soul passion is, because when you find it, you will live it because you can't do anything else, then your soul passion had better be finding your soul passion. And there is nothing more exciting. There's nothing more fulfilling or more juice providing than that pursuit of something that matters.
And Bill, I call that your life gift, your gift that you were brought to, what your purpose is. And I think once everybody finds really what their reason is, they're supposed to be here. And you found your reason.
But I also think that that purpose is alive. It changes as you change.
Oh.
And you can't get stuck in one thing. It will move and change,
evolve
and grow
into
and evolve.
Your life. Yes, you're absolutely right. I mean, like right now, you know, you have your kids, a couple of your kids and a couple of mine are going to college. Your life took on a different look. Now where are we at, you know? And I think it's so important. I say this on every single one of my shows, is to check in with your life, to have a great support team, involve yourself with amazing people that bring you up and not bring you down. And if you're living in all those things and you're living in your true purpose, you can't not be happy.
And start off with gratitude.
Every single day. You know what? We have a couple minutes. Take us through, you know, starting off with gratitude. And I want, again, you know, if you've listened to parts of our show and you're sitting back going, God, I wish, like you said, I really want to go to that conference, but, you know, maybe I don't have the money. I'm giving away tickets. They're $199. I mean, let me tell you, this is a gift, and I would like you to be a part of that. So if you are interested in being a part, even if it's one day that you can make it there, give me a call right now at 805-289-1520. 805-289-1520. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
You know, it's about honoring yourself. And I think what a lot of us don't do is take the time to spend a few minutes doing the gratitude in the morning or in the night, having a gratitude journal, thinking about the things that you are grateful for instead of the things that you don't have. Looking around, being grateful for your family. It can be one thing. The other thing is setting the intention for the day. What do you want? What do you want for the day? What do you want for yourself? What do you want for your life? Where are you going? What's the vision? What's the journey? And one thing...
You know, I'm going to stop you on that, okay? What do we want? Okay, I mean, and this is what she says. Do we want, you know, do I want one listener? Do I want a million listeners? We have, you know, what did you say? The universe doesn't have a personality, correct?
No, the universe doesn't understand negatives.
Right.
So when you put something negative out, you will get what it is that you don't want because it doesn't understand negatives. But be specific to what... If you put out there, I want to be happy... What does that mean? To one person, giving them 5 cents would make them happy. Another person, giving them a shirt would make them happy. What would make you happy? So it's really spending that time. So I suggest, and I give my clients a 4-minute centering relaxation technique that I get them to do hopefully at least once a day, if not twice a day, just putting it on your phone. Now, it doesn't have to be a relaxation technique. It can be a piece of music that calms and relaxes you. So it can be an anchor where you take those few minutes, center yourself, find that relaxation. And when you start tapping into your higher power, you will start to access knowledge that You will access knowledge that you don't have. So get in touch with that higher power by spending a few minutes every day just doing relaxation, breathing. You know, just even going through a breathing technique. Breathe in for a couple of counts, hold it for a few counts, let it out for a few counts. Just that.
Well, and you know, one thing I would add to that gratitude is forgiveness.
Absolutely.
Of myself.
Absolutely.
I'm human and I screw up all the time and I will continue to. And when I am forgiving of my humanity, I embrace my humanity, it's much more easy for me to be forgiving of others. And it takes that pressure off. I'm not going to be perfect ever. I wouldn't want to be. And so there's a light and there's a playfulness when we can be in gratitude and be in forgiveness. And that's kind of a doorway to joy.
And non-judgment. So the thing with non-judgment is, it just is. You look at it and you decide whether it's something you want to keep in your repertoire or something you want to let go of. And not beat yourself up about it. So even talking to the business person or, you know, having a look and saying, wow, that didn't work. It wasn't bad. I didn't make a bad decision. So maybe it wasn't the optimal choice or outcome. Now I have an opportunity to do it differently.
And, you know, one of the things that we all forget is you can try it. Try it for a month. I mean, you know, nothing is set in stone other than when it's over. And you know, so every single day is a gift. You look at it as, what am I going to do with my life today? And so all the people that are around you, you know, we look at our children and they're just learning. Give them the patience and give them the skills and give them the love so that they can learn like we are. I mean, we're adults and we're still learning.
Well, and to learn from our kids, because, you know, they pay attention to hugs. They pay attention to leaves and flowers, and they don't care about what symbols on my car. They don't, you know, they care about a hug and they care about the important things. So I learn, my 4 to almost 5 year old is teaching me every day, and it's Dad, be with me, be present.
And what a present. I mean, really, and you know, my kids too. I've got 4 amazing children, and each one of them brings a different gift, and I think that's so important.
You know, it was very interesting when I stopped working. And I'm not saying everybody should stop working. I just happened to stop working for and started driving my kids to work to school every day. And what I found in that time was it wasn't the big events that were important. It wasn't the huge things. It was the silent moments that were important. It was the idea that you were there to listen and hear the thoughts in your kids' heads, not the big questions, but the little questions and the little things. And sometimes I think if we treated each other like that, that the little moments were just as important as the big moments to be there for, we would all feel supported a lot more.
Right. And again, let's honor each other. Let's, from this day on, you know, I was just at another seminar, and if there is that talk that you've wanted to have with somebody that's maybe made you uncomfortable or maybe made you not feel as you think you should be feeling, take that talk. You know, I know we have like a second longer. Take them through that list of how you could feel. Let me remind you.
About the levels of energy?
Yes, okay, because take that time. You know what? Don't live with, you know, hatred or anger. Take that moment to make peace. Because when you make peace with somebody else, you've made peace with yourself.
So this is Bruce Schneider's model of the 7 levels of energy. And this is very basic. It's way more involved in this. I'll just give you the basic. Every single situation can be looked at in seven ways. So what level 1 is victim. We're a victim. The person did this to me. Poor me, they're doing it to me. Level 2 is anger. Now I'm mad at them, so I'm angry that they did what they did. Level 3 is forgiveness. Poor person, they didn't understand, whatever. Level 4 is just giving. So I'm just going to give. It doesn't matter. I'm not important. Level 5 is a win-win situation. We both win. Otherwise, we don't do it. And then level 6 is part of the journey. It's the process, everything else. And level 7 is just being. We are just beings. And so every single thing that happens, look at what your default tendency is. What would a level 1 person do? What would a level 2 person do? What would a level 3 person do? And then decide, where do you want, how do you want to act in that situation rather than being reactive. Decide what level you want to show up at.
I think it's so important. I mean, really, that is it. Well, we are at the end of our show. Bill, Poet, it's been a pleasure. I know you're going to be back.
I have had such a wonderful afternoon, all of you. Thank you for sharing this space and your love.
Your website?
It's BillPoet.com. There's two T's. And on Facebook, we have the Warrior Heart Project. So please check that out and friend me. That's how you find out about all our events and seminars and workshops. And you'll learn far too much about me personally, probably more than you'd want to know. But
there you go. Marcia, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
Okay. Sharon, give out your phone number.
818-744-5859.
All right. And you are a life coach, and there's so many things that you can help us with. I would love everybody to write down this phone number, 805-419-0008. Become a friend of mine on Facebook and Twitter at Kim Pagano Show. And again, if you've missed any of my shows, they are posted on my website at kimpaganoshow.com. I want to thank my mom again for honoring me and being here. She's always been my support. Both my parents, I'm honored to have the best parents in the world. Again, my family and everyone, you know, I just got a text from my husband, who is my supporter too. Tom, thank you so much for being on our board. And of course, I end all of my shows with my mommy moment. And it is, do you plan your vacation with better care than you plan your life? Live every day like you're on vacation. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I can't wait till next week. We've got more amazing guests for you. And again, like I said, if you are interested in talking with somebody that I've had on my show or just reaching out and talking to me, give me a call again at 805-419-0008. If there's tickets that you wanted and you weren't able to get them, give me a call. I'd love to try to make it happen for you. With that, I'm your host, Kim Pagano, and have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.